Chaim Shmulevitz has a shmuz. Yisayda Dvorim is, he speaks about the famous kasha, Parshas Chayesoro. Chazal say that, Lama Nismecho Parshas Chayesoro to the Parshas Da'akedo. So Imenu, she asked the Sultan, what is happening exactly? And they told her, we see an old man with a knife trying to shecht the son. So Porcho Nishmoso. Porcho Nishmoso. The shail is, Avram Avinu was not only the pshad that Avram Avinu was not Porcho Nishmoso. Avram Avinu was taking the knife and he had the koyach to shecht Nitzchok. And Sarah Imenu, she didn't have to shecht. She only saw that it's happening. And already Porcho Nishmoso. The Chazal say Sarah was gedoyla from Yitzchok b'nevuah. So if Sarah was gedoyla from Avraham b'nevuah, so how it could be that Avraham Avinu, that is not such a stark novi like Sarah, could have a koyach to shecht? Takes the knife and he manages to do it. And so Imenu, that is so big b'nevuah, she sees it. Porcho Nishmos. So the Melda has a teretz, it's not Nagel in Yoneinu, that when Hashem gives a nisoyon to a person, he gives him a kech, the oimed of the nisoyon. For Avram was a nisoyon to shech this up. So was no nisoyon. She heard about it. So she could die. It's a terrible thing, a son, to lose a son. Even if to lose it for a mitzvah. Very bad feelings. So she couldn't stand in the feelings. So she died. Avraham Avinu had to have a koyach to aim it in a nisayon. When there's a nisayon, Hashem gives you the koyach. When it's hard and you have to learn, Hashem gives you the koyach. About the idea that you lost your son, this is a terrible thing. But Chaim Shnevitz wants to say, Ander Ezach, and I want really very to take out very lemaisedik from it for everyone, but we'll build it up. Chaim Shulevit says, Chazal say in the Pasuk in Avraham Avinu, what we saw last week, Kachno es bincho es yechidcho asher ohavto es yitzcho. Kach es bincho, he said, I have two, Shmuel and Yitzchok. Yechidcho, he said, yeah, yechidcho, Shmuel is yochid for hago. Asher ohavto, he says, I love both. As Yitzchok. So, Fayin the Chazal. So, why Hashem didn't tell him, take Yitzchok? Kilo Hashem, kivyochel, it looks like Hashem made Avraham not to be so hesitant to do this mitzvah. Kach es bincho, I have two. Memach Yishmor, yeah? Yechidcho, everyone is a yochid. I have to, I love both, yeah? I want the question, if he loves both, so why was Taka to take Yishmor? Yeah? So, Mazunder Hashayla, yeah? But say that. Says, no, I mean Yitzchok. Straight to the point, I mean Yitzchok. So tell him right away, take Yitzchok. Take Yitzchok. If this is the point, tell him take Yitzchok. The Torah says, the Torah knew, Hashem knew, if he will tell Avraham Avinu to shecht Yitzchok, Avraham cannot be oimed in the Nisayon. It's too stark. The Nisayon is too stark. So what Hashem did? It's bincho. Avraham chaps. If Hashem came to give an historian, Abba, lemaise noch nicht gesagt. So he tells him, yechidcho. Sherohavto. Lemaise, I love both. Yitzchok. He was already for the Nisayon. He got used to the Nisayon. The mele was oimed in the Nisayon. The famous Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and the parshas later, Yaakov Avinu dies, they bring the mita. Esav comes and he says, I'm the Bchor, I deserve to be here, there's only one Meslat left. They tell him, your father sold it. Yeah, they tell him, "Hey, so you sold it to our father." He says, "I sold it." Tell him, "We sold it b'chayil." Everyone knows. He says, "I don't know. I never sold it." So they said, "Okay, we have the shtar in Mitzrayim. Yaakov has a shtar that he bought from you, the b'chayil, so it includes everything. So he's the one." So he said, "I want to see it." So they said, "Naftali," he starts to run to Mitzrayim. Naftali ayol shlucho. In the meantime, Chushim ben Don comes over. Chazal say he was deaf. He asks, "What is the story here?" So they tell him, hint him, Esav doesn't want. Takes a stick, he hits Esav's head, and he chops it off. It falls to Moras HaMachpelah. Chazal says, he also came at this, and they bury Yaakov Avinu. Frank Chaim Shmulevitz, what? Chushim ben Don is a bigger kanoi from other Shifteko. No one was Moicha and the Kobe from Yaakov. So much Enik Lach. Yaakov had a whole family there. A whole matzev. No kanoi. Chushim ben Don is the only kanoi. Zogim Chaim Shmulevitz, everyone came. To the Vaya Yaakov Avinu, God Ladot, Maskim, kanois mit Gantz. They came. Esav says, "One second." I said, "Why?" "I'm older." Makes sense. He says, "Yeah, but he bought it." Says, "Who said that he bought it? We have a shtar. Show the shtar. Where's the shtar? Okay, we'll get it." It cooled down. They got used to this matzev. They got used to the matzev. Esav, yes. Esav, not. Yeah, no, no, I. Chushim Edom was dead. He doesn't know nothing. He asks, "What is happening?" He told him, "Esav is disturbing." Disturbing. Chop him away. And then the famous one of Chaim Shmulevitz. Chazal say, Palti ben Laish. Why is it called Palti ben Laish? Shepol tekel me'avecha. What happened was, David married Shaul HaMelech's daughter. Shaul bas, Michal bas David. Michal bas Shaul. Shaul didn't hold at the Kiddushin HaToifes. Shaul hold it. He was a Hoidev, the mitzvah to kill David HaMelech. He went and he married off his daughter to someone else. To Palti ben Laish. Palti ben Laish knew that Lemaise, she's married to David HaMelech. So he took out a cherev and he said, "Kol ha'oisek bedovor ze, yidoker b'cherev." Chazal say shepol tekel, even so the Nisoyim was very sharp. First because it was a Sofik HaLoche. He had a tzad to be matter that she is mutter to him, and David Shaul HaMelech, and Shona B'molcha, and Sanhedrin. So, pol tekel ma'aveira. Hashem saved him that in the end he didn't do the aveira. Shepol tekel ma'aveira, Hashem saved him that he didn't do the aveira in the end. Shepol tekel ma'aveira. Palti belai, shepol tekel ma'aveira. But so what is this whole story? Hashem helped him. Then he put a knife and he said, if you do it, you'll be stabbed. Kol ha'isek b'dovah zeh yidoker b'cherev. The answer is, people get used to it. People get used to. So weit, Palti ben Laish knew in a month, no, it's a suffix, she's muta, she's also, I'm a muta, David HaMelech is chayim misa, gavak tele, kulu, he's dead already, oh, shtukachte, and then he will do it. First minute, avad nisht. So he put the knife to be in the same atzev. I have to tell you, this ben Azmanim, I was somewhere, vacation, I go with a lot of choshev and bigot amir chachomim. They go for a couple days. My father has a camp. It's called Camp Mevakshe Hashem. It's called. You learn there 12 hours a day. Every shachis is 2 hours. Mincha is a half an hour. It's a choshev and choshev camp. It's like 200 bochim mamish in the ganze asmod and all different choshev rabbanim. I go. My father's son. I have a schus to go there. My room at the one side is Rabbi Shariyeli, the other side is Shmuel Yanke Bornstein, the Oxner Rebar Yafik. This is the matzav, and everyone is mamish like, you know, every day you have to learn a half an hour musar. Imamish, if you put a match in the room, it gets lit up by mail off, yeah? Imamish, such a lach, it's a nur ben azmanim, a wiki ben azmanim. It's a bevek she Hashem. It shouldn't be gesagt. Maybe we'll get, I want to get another part out of it. Came Shabbos. I was a shayla on the Eruv. The shayla of the Eruv was kosher or not. He came from the basin for Reb Nissim, they came from this basin, from that basin, Fati, everyone was involved in the sale. The psak was that it's b'diavet, if you have to, you could carry. But the mice, it's mamish roi not to carry. This was the psak. There's a lot of choshe. The people that I mentioned didn't, are not going to get to the story. It's Erev Shabbos, you know, everyone knows. You know, the dining room was far away from the places, the way it's done, because it's Zame Vakshi Hashem, so the families sleep far away. That's no, you can't, no shaykhas, and they have a separate dining room. So it's a ganze alichas, you have to walk half an hour. It's a whole matzah. So Leil Shabbos, such a lachatz. Little kids, you have to take them to the dining room. Sforim, sidurim. Leil Shabbos, you saw everyone walking with their kids, you know, every kid that could go. Someone had a kid that can go, like put five kids in a carriage, you do one meloche. And everyone was speaking about it. I want to tell you one thing. Shalishudas, everyone was carrying already. Everyone was carrying. The noshim, Everyone was carrying. The mice, but the evidence is okay. We hired companies that we bought gates. What happened? It's a Suffolk. First mitzvah. Suffolk Chil Shabbos. Suffolk Eivu the Rabbah. Suffolk. It's a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk. It becomes Mutar. The same crowd. I'm telling you myself. You know, people like to ask me, Halacha Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, hundreds of people asked me, and I told them no. The same people asked again Shabbos day, if you have to carry, what is better to carry? Shalishudas, then they carry themselves. The same people. Why? A person gets used to the same thing, it's for good. A person can get used to the Akedah. Tell Avraham Avinu, shecht yisad. You won't die right away. Look what happened to Soro. You have to shecht me, your son. Say it. One kid, Shmuel. Okay? Only Shmuel would not have the Arabs around us, yeah? You say it, Shmuel. No, it's a Yechidcho. Maybe. It's a Havdo. No, I love both, yeah? Yitzchok. Say it, Hashem, it's a Yitzchok. You got used to it already. The same thing is for bad. Person starts this man. He decides. 9:30, shtalk. Not a minute late. And he really thinks, not speaking of a guy that facholim tzach. He really decides. He'll be shtalk. Say it. 9:31. That's a bad. Say it. 9:32. 9:33. Then it goes in tens. Yeah, 9:45. 10. And they leave, he will leave early Seder. No, instead of 12 o'clock, 5 to 12. No, 5 to 12, I leave 6 to 12. Yeah. Left Kamina exactly a minute, yeah, so 7 to 12 also, there's no reason. It wasn't left Kamina exactly, so 8 to 12. So yeah, 4 to 12, yeah? So, then he comes 10:30 to 11:30, yeah, and he had a whole Seder. So, Baruch Hashem, we don't have these bad bochim. No, I'll be smedosh. So that was like a besmedosh. A person gets used to it. He doesn't realize. He davens. He davens with the gatsi couple on there. He leaves a bit 5 minutes early. He's rushing somewhere. I understand him. No, he's rushing just chavrusa. You see people that without realizing comes ashrei, they pull off the tefillin. They even don't have where to go to. Put them in a zmanim in a room and they will daven. They know where to go. They're on the plane. They know where to go to. Ashrei the tefillin goes off. They get used to it. There's no reason. There's no reason. It's from the beginning to the end. There's no reason. You know, he skips Pesukei Dezimcha. He will not come in time. Because if he comes in time, he has to say the whole Pesukei Dezimcha, yeah? So he walks into a meeting that he has to skip. He got used to it. to get used to for bad, makes you to lose all of your milas. I'm saying, don't think anoshim pshutim, anoshim miyuchodim. And I'm not saying they learn from bad people, for themselves. So the person has a suffix, if he made a brocha or not, if he's allowed to eat the zach, he has a suffix, pitom, he eats it, yeah? He's not sure. And he eats it. You tell him that the tell, it's not, the hechsher is not so good. Yeah, he's not planning to eat there. Then he decides, you know, he's going to be there, but he will only eat the bread, yeah? He eat Motzei Shabbos, he ate everything, yeah? First, he is not going to that hotel for Shabbos. He was invited to a meal, bad people invited him, yeah? So he's not going there. Then he said, he will go, the chicken, the challah, and the vegetables. He said, he's there, the chicken, what could be really bad in the chicken, yeah? The dessert, what is only ice cream? The mice man eats the whole meal. 2 days ago, he didn't call him to step there. This is a teva. It's not only Chazal say kach. Dargu she tzohora yom emor leaseh kach. Lebochor emor leaseh kach. At shoyim alo ilecha voila velezore. It's not only that. It's not only that. It's a teva of a mensch. For good and for bad. For good and for bad. A person could train himself to become a masmid. I want first an achilik from the bad and then an achilik of the good. So how a person stops it? He starts this man with the ganze starkheit. He's all ready to have a festus man. And slowly, slowly it goes down, 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 down. How he stops it? How he makes it to go weiter and weiter and weiter. How he makes it to go by them? Palti ben, so if it's deaf, it's one way. But we have Palti ben Laish. He takes out a knife. And he decides. Some people learn daf ayomi. Yeah? Not zeichet to be in yeshiva the ganze zeit, they learn daf ayomi. So there's two groups of people. Some start daf ayomi. And they stop in brochas, some stop in Shabbos, most of them stop in Eruvim, yeah? And then there's a group that manages to carry on. Why that group manages to carry on? They take a decision. A strong decision they take. I have to finish the Tafayim. It was a big event, and it spoke to him that he wants to do it. And this is standing in front of him, that he decided then very stark. He doesn't go to sleep before he will finish the daf. So that person will manage. Because he took something that decides. He's not going to pass a night, because he knows if he wants to finish the Siyum HaShas, if you don't do every daf, you don't do the Siyum HaShas. So b'meile, he will do it. So every night he has that Mechayev. You know what is that Mechayev called? The daf Hayomi. That page that he has. If he bought a shas or art school or he has a paper, but he has a daf. This paper. This is what he has to do. He knows. So this reminds him. He has to do it. But if the guy will not have a daf ayini, just, you know, you have to learn a little bit and then you finish shas. It will not look like a daf. Everything will be like one big text. You have to read a little bit and then you finish. The guy will read a little bit next day. Then he will never carry on. He will never finish. He will die out somewhere in the middle. It will dry out. But he knows, I have to do that. So he manages. A person takes himself. And I'm telling you, by every person. And no one could think, I don't need to do it. That's what I told you from this maisa. No one could think, I can't do it. Even a group of choshev people, talmidei chachomim, I find it in myself. There's places that I don't trust. So I decide, you know, I'm going there, I'm not tasting nothing. I'll say I'm not feeling good. Come there, I feel very bad. So I say, okay, the orange juice. You could drink. I drink the oranges. Then I find that the vegetables in my cell also in America is not a problem. It's been a scaling, the catering. Okay. I find myself, okay, Baruch Hashem, I don't find myself eating the meat, yeah? But I decided I'm not. And 5 minutes I'm in. So everyone here, when he speaks about going to a hotel, that he decides that he's not eating chutz from what he's allowed to, he's going to his cousins in Shabbos, he will only eat what he's allowed to, yeah? Finds himself, baduk menuse, eating much more, and I'm not coming to speak about against the eating now, it's not what I'm trying to bechal get, this is poshut, b'seira. It happens the same time, day, every day, klapi the learning. Every day. Don't think that it only works on schnitzels. There it's very clear, on a pushing a carriage in Shabbos. Tell you, I was shocked. Choshev people, they're matbit kalake bechamura, they mice what they eat, and you know, they go with the glasses, the husbands go with like tight glasses and Shabbos, you know, every chumud that they could. And I'm telling you that Eruv Deer, we hired before Shabbos a company that has these gates, you know, that makes like all different events. We got 500 gates to put around different places before Shabbos, to be machshir the place, everything. But one Shabbos, not 1 year. So when we speak about carrying a Shabbos, it sounds very strong. We speak about eating by someone, it sounds very strong. We don't realize it happens in Shachris, in Minche, in Ma'ariv, in learning in Seder. So what is that Soleh? And again, a person that doesn't join us to that Soleh, a person that doesn't join to be matzliach, he doesn't realize. I said, I don't know, I could say it now because these people are not here anymore to disturb us, yeah? But sometimes some people decide, they'll stay. They'll learn very quietly. They don't disturb. The yeshiva says they can't. They're learning very quietly, they will not disturb. And they don't mean to disturb. They mamish think to speak very quietly. They're nice people, they mamish. They think that they're not doing a havla. After 2 minutes, they speak a little bit louder. A little bit louder. A little louder. A little louder. Yeah. Sounds like Imam is like, no. They left already, so this time they didn't disturb. Like, under what have Mamish? A dugma Mamish, yeah? He doesn't mean to disturb. When everyone comes in, he's not planning to speak loudly. He's trying to whisper. A whisper is not so bad. A little bit louder is so bad. He doesn't realize. We don't realize how much every day, how deep in Laish knew that it's a Gilui Arayis. Chazal said, he knew it's Gilui Arayis. Eish is Ish. But he said, if I don't put a cherev, if I don't put a knife, tomorrow I'll be Nichshal in Eish is Ish. A person tells himself, I know this man, I have to learn this amount of hours Seder Aleph, this amount of hours Second Seder. He puts himself a reminder. I'm doing it or I'm not doing it. I'm doing it or I'm not doing it. If not, Chaim Shulevit says what happens is, this man starts like this, and this man finishes like that. It's not the pshat that chilas hazman is stark and the end hazman is shvach. Every day you lose your madrigas. Every day. The same guys. They get used to it. A person has so much koichas. So much koichas to grow. If you just take a decision, I'm going to learn. I know I need to learn shark. I know I need to keep this dorim shark. I want to know Yevamos. I want to know Yevamos. I have to know Yevamos. I have to know Yevamos. It happens. But he has to have a reminder. He has to have something that reminds him. If it's that he asks as a roommate, if he asks as his chavrusa, tells him, yell at me when I come late. Yell at me. But not yell at me, meaning to say, and I will try to answer. Tell me when I come, you're 10 minutes late from 9:30. You're 15 minutes late. Again, a guy that really wants. If not, you don't really, you think in the beginning is mad, you're fighting with the 9:30 and 9:35, or the 9:15 or the 9:20. Later in Zman, you're fighting with a different time. Because you got used to. You get used to not to be oymed. Not to be oymed Moshe Tzorich. If you get used to be oymed, cherev, so Chaim Shmuel Levit says, here's the knech. What a pshat, you put a cherev. Why you can't put a pen? You could have put a flower. It's a cherev. Flower, much nicer. So Rebbe Chaim Shmuel Levitz, he took the cherev, that means Yehoreg ve'aliyah avor, and he said, I was holding its Yehoreg ve'aliyah avor. Yes, I hold this issue as Yehoreg ve'aliyah avor. I hold its Chilul Shabbos. I hold its Chilul Shabbos. So the whole Shabbos, the guy will not be nichshol. The guy will not be nichshol. You know where you see it? Just to be mamchish. Most of some guys don't carry. They don't carry. It doesn't make a difference, they don't carry. Some people try not to carry. You know these people? They try not to carry. These people every time end up carrying. Why? Because they don't hold it's awesome. So, but they learned the inyan and they heard it's not so good. So they try. It's not that someone's trying and progressing on that. So he doesn't hold it's a problem. So very quickly he will not do that. He has to think to himself, I want to be a master. I want to finish Yevamos. And when he gets to that decision, I want to do Yevamos. I want to do Yevamos. He puts it in action, in a mitzvah. What I'm finishing this month, how I'm doing it. Puts it together. When he will put it together, every day he will be shtaiging. A person doesn't realize, he thinks, I'm verschwaching with this man. Why it's happening to me? He's not a bad person. And he's doing nothing wrong. But if these people could carry on Shabbos after a couple hours, you have to understand, these people, because they didn't want to carry, they spent thousands of shekels, 10,000 shekels, to try to fix the eruv better. And they didn't manage. So 10,000 shekels was worth for them before Shabbos to go out of that suffix. It didn't work out, so they didn't carry for 2 hours. They got used to it. It's a suffix and it's hard, but I'm realizing it. We're the whole time like that. It sounds to us so clear when we speak about pieces, carrying food. Every day, a person that doesn't do it, so what happens to them? I tell you what happens. From time to time, you have like a flip up, chizuk. No. So what happens is, you're inside the box. You grow, you go down. You grow, you go down. You go, chizuk. Again, you go down. But if a person will decide, 1 second, this is what I'm doing, I have to make something to remind me to stay like that, he will stay here. You know what will happen next time? The next jump will happen here. I'm not trying to make you to dumb. Don't jump. Don't jump. You could learn 5 minutes a day, learn 5 minutes a day. Out of 5 minutes you could learn, make yourself the 5 minutes you could shock. So what will happen is, you do the 5 minutes, and eventually you do 10 minutes. And the next time you'll do 15 minutes. Every time when you will chap that you could do more, you will chazik yourself to hold there. If not, what happens is, you hold yourself where you are, and you go down. And again, you go up. You have bochim that pass yeshiva. I'm telling you that. The nice boys. They leave yeshiva after 5 years. If they're smart, they have more information. If they're not smart, they have less information. The same bachar. The same bachar. Nothing grows. Nothing grows. And you have people, pitam become masmidim. Pitam become choshev bachrim. Pitam become bnei aliyah. What makes it happen? What makes it happen? One little thing. One little thing makes it happen. If they decide, this is my madrege, I don't let it to fall down, he stays like that. And again, it's not hard. Be very stark. I'm not telling you to push yourself what you can't. I'm just saying what you could regularly, were you holding. These guys was worth for them to pay 10,000 shekel because they're holding there. And in 3 hours they forgot that they're holding there. So this happens to us every day. We don't realize. So what happens? We daven a little bit shvach and then we get a good davening. A little bit shvach, shvach, shvach. Again we go back. And again we chop up. These people, I'm sure they will go there next year and I will tell them the same shayla, little Shabbos no one will carry again. I'm planning next year not to fix it, to test it. And I'm telling you, they will spend 10,000 Shabbos, we'll tell them that it's the same shayla, no one will carry for 3 hours, and then everyone will carry again. So not the pshat, the person becomes a nobody. But if a person manages to hold himself, I'm telling you, he stays, and he grows. And he grows. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll have the Siyata Mishpat.